The Bert Show.
All right, let's get Jennifer back on here. Hey, Jennifer.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm doing good, thanks.
Okay,
you
now
sound
I know.
A little beat down.
You still tired from vacation?
You know, not so much. I guess you'll understand once I tell you the story, because she actually ended up leaving early.
Oh, that's really a lucky break. Okay.
Yeah. So we go into this holiday, and my husband called and explained to her that we just bought a new home, so we don't let animals sleep in the beds or anything like that. So he told her that she couldn't, if she was going to bring her two small dogs, that they had to be crated at night.
Okay, let me stop you there for just one second. Is that a story that you and he devised together, knowing that she would not like those rules and maybe she'd say, then I can't do this?
Well, I mean, no, we didn't come up with it. That's just we have two small dogs and they don't sleep with us, but we knew that she would get there and say, I don't have a crate now. So
okay.
We wanted to go ahead and, you know, just let her know early on that she had to bring something to put the dogs in.
I will say that that's a great boundary that your husband's setting mm-hmm. with his own mom, you know?
Mm-hmm. Which is really great. And I thought that it was going to turn out to be great, you know, that it was coming from him, because I thought, okay, well, maybe the problem is that the last few years or whatever that I've had to deal with her, everything's come, you know, from me. So I look like the witch, you know, I look like the one that the bearer of bad news. Mm-hmm. So I thought it was going to be a good idea that everything came from him.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it worked to my advantage because, you know, he told her that she was like, okay, well, I can't bring one of them because he'll cry all night. Well, she has a new little dog, and he peed on everything in my house.
Mm-hmm.
He peed on the floors. He's peeing on the carpet. He peed on my new couch.
Did you actually see the dog pee on all the furniture, or is there a chance that it was actually your mother-in-law peeing all over your house?
No, I saw the dog. But and so that's the only thing that I did was the last time I took the dog, and, you know, I just pointed its nose to it, and I was like, no, you don't pee in the house. And I put it in its crate. So Christmas morning, we get up, and I think everything's going okay, and maybe that really just pissed her off. I'm not really sure, but she ended up packing up her stuff after breakfast, and she left and went to stay with her aunt, with her sister that lives down the road. And so I'm like, oh,
wow.
And I was in the shower. Like, she waited till I got in the shower. I was getting ready. I didn't even see her. She didn't say bye.
Wow.
She just packed up her stuff, packed up her kids and her dog, and left. And so I come out of the shower, and I'm like, where's your mom? And he was like, oh, she went to go stay with Raina for a couple of nights. And so it was just her sister. And so I was like, okay, is she coming back? And he was like, yeah, she'll be back on Sunday. She never came back. She never talked about coming back. She never even called us when she got home. So
really?
I don't really know what happened. I don't really know what the turning point was, but there was no big falling out. There was no, you know, huge drama. She just left.
Is she one of these dog people that's so sort of dog crazy that she really does feel like it's like her children and nobody disciplines her children except her?
I don't think so. She could probably use that later. I'm not really, you know, that I put the dog in the cage, but I don't really think so, because there was, when she was pregnant, the last with Chris's little brother, her mother's dog jumped up on the couch, and so she pushed the dog down, and the grandmother yelled. The grandmother's like that, and the grandmother yelled at her. She was like, don't you push my dog down. And she was like, I'm pregnant, and he could hurt my child,
mm-hmm.
and you're telling me not to discipline your dog. So she got really upset with that, so I don't think that she is, you know, that type of a person, but
mm-hmm.
I'm sure somehow later it'll come back.
Has your husband talked to his mom since she left?
Well, I asked him that last night when we were at dinner. I was like, you know, have you talked to your mom? Did she get home okay? And he was like, well, she called me, but I was at work, so I hadn't called her back yet.
How does he feel about his own mom?
They're really close. She had him really young, and so for the longest time, and even now, unless it's me, like if someone else is talking about her, he's still really defensive.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, he understands the situation between the two of us now. So if I'm talking about her, he knows that it's probably something that she's really done, and he doesn't try to defend her. But they have a pretty good relationship, I would say. I mean,
I've got so many questions for you.
Go for it. Yeah.
I've got so many questions for you. Did you know she was like this before you married him?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You did.
You still married him.
You really love him.
I do.
I really love him.
You know, we've talked about this before. How, you know, I think a lot of people go into marriage and they're like, well, it's not about the mothers and the fathers. It's about the person that I love. And you don't understand, like, how deep that relationship is and how much interaction you have have with the in-laws.
Right.
So if you're not getting along with them, if you're not getting along with them, you really got to reconsider.
Has she ever tried to break you two up?
You know, maybe all of the, maybe the funeral thing and maybe, you know, all the falling outs that we've had before, maybe that was an attempt to, maybe she was trying to show him, you know, how bad of a person I was or something, but it really all came, it blew up in her face and so it all came back to her. I don't really know that it was trying to break us up. It could have been. I know that whenever we got engaged, she was living out in Arizona. So I called her last because I knew that she was going to, you know, we both knew that she was going to do something to upset me or something like that, or, you know, try to ruin the engagement. So when we called her, I was like, hey, you know, are you busy? And she was like, no, no, what's up? And, you know, they're obviously a couple of hours behind us, and she was still at work. And I was like, well, you know, I just wanted to call you and let you know. You know, she was on speakerphone. I said, Chris and I just wanted to let you know that we are engaged. And she was like, oh.
No way.
Actually, yeah, I am busy. I have to call you back. Click.
No way.
Now,
what was she like on your wedding day?
Well, she during the wedding planning, Chris uninvited her. He was like, you know what? This is Jennifer's day. This is about us. You're ruining it for us. She's trying to plan it. She's trying to involve you, even though you're so far away. Just don't come. And so that really upset her, and she ended up calling and apologizing to me. So she knew coming into the wedding that if she wasn't on her best behavior, like, Chris wasn't hitting up with it anymore.
Good for you for having a husband that does that, though. Like, I mean, we've talked to so many Burt Show listeners that are in the same situation, and their husband never stands up to mom or never stands up to dad. At least you've got one that's got your back.
Well, to my advantage, I have a really strong mom, and so whenever I have an issue like this, my mom's always been the one that's like, be the better person, and this is what you need to do, and you don't have to answer for her, you know, you have to answer for you. So when all this is going on, of course my mom, like, is trying not to laugh about all the stories that I'm telling her, you know, she's trying not to laugh at me.
That's awesome.
But, yeah, she's like, write down everything that you feel. Like, don't make it angry, you know, like you're cursing or anything like that. Just write it down, because I do express my feelings better when I write. And so I did. I pretended as if I was writing her a letter to send it to her, and I called her to talk about it. You know, like, this is what I feel, like, you know, you don't like me or that you're trying to sabotage me. And so I was trying. I made my best friend sit in the room, because who knows you like your best friend. You know, if I was going to get out of hand or with an attitude, I knew that my best friend would be like, listen, stop. So I made her sit in the room with me while I read this letter to her over the phone, and she wouldn't even let me get through it. She bad talks my husband's dad. They're divorced, and he's remarried. So she bad mouths him a lot and his wife, and I'm very close to them, very close. And so, you know, I was like, you talk about my other in-laws, and I don't want you to do that anymore, because if you can't say anything nice about them, I don't want you to say anything about them at all. Eventually, I'm going to have grandkids, and if you're talking about them bad to me, you're going to talk to them about, like, you know, to my children, and I don't want that, so you won't be able to be around them. I'm sure you're going to talk about me around our kids. So she ended up blowing up on me, and she was, like, cussing me out and stuff. And so Chris sees all of that. You know, he sees that I've made several attempts to make this positive, and I don't know if there's much I can do.
Wow.
Yeah, at this point, probably not. Hey, Laura, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I think this woman and I have the same mother-in-law. My mother-in-law never pulled a pink trick at the funeral or anything, but my mother-in-law, when I got engaged, we were told her last, and she busted out in tears and was like, oh, really? Great. Like, she had a complete meltdown. And in my wedding, when we said, I do, all you hear is her busting out crying. She was like, hysterically crying. And I was like, I said my I do really loud. But she has tried to conquer and divide us several times. And I'm here to tell you, I will be married 7 years and I have 2 children. And she is no longer a part of our life.
Really?
Wow.
I mean, what do you do? I mean, you can't have somebody who's going to try to divide your family. And thank God I have a good husband who's like, no, that's my wife. You're going to respect her. If you can't respect her, you can't respect me, and you can't respect the mother of my children. You can't do that.
Yeah, Jennifer, that very well could be your future also. Like, eventually your husband may just have to say, cut the cord.
Yeah, and I hope it doesn't come to that because, you know, like I said, I'm very close to my mom, and so I really want him to be able to have that relationship with his mom. But I, at the same time, you can only put up with so much.
It sounds to me like she is just really unhappy in her own life. Like, she's still bitter over the divorce, bitter that her ex-husband's moved on, bitter about, you know, her son moving on and having a life, and she doesn't have one, you know?
Yeah.
She needs to get a life.
Yeah, and at this point, there's nothing you can do about it. You're handling it great, though. There are so many, I bet, that were listening to that going, huh, you know what? I'm going to try to sit down and write a letter. Because maybe if you're better at writing than you are actually the face-to-face, maybe a good option.
And I bet there's a whole bunch listening that go, God, my mother-in-law's not so bad.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, for Jennifer, thanks a lot. Appreciate the update.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
The Burt Show. The Burt Show.
So I'm starting to get an email over and over and over again, and I bet you guys are getting this too. It's more of an invitation, actually, than it is an email. To Farmville?
What is that?
I have no idea what that
and
is.
And why won't it go away?
I actually didn't want to do the research on it because I wanted Burt Show listeners to tell us about it. So 404-741-Q100, here's all I know about it, is that like 74 million people are on Farmville. And all it appears to me is that you get like a virtual farm and you harvest every day.
That's okay. It.
As far as I can tell, like I said, I haven't done like intense research on the whole thing. But as far as I can tell, you get a lot of land, a lot of land online. And every day you harvest your crops.
I'm just getting those Facebook things with here's a chicken, here's a hen, a goat. I'm like, what is this?
Those Facebook things, that'll get you hidden real quick. Or unfriended.
It makes you think there's got to be more to it than just harvesting crops if 74 million people are involved in it. It's got to be more than just chickens and lettuce and cows and trees.
It has to be, right? There has to be something that's more intriguing than that. There's got to be something addictive about it.
Do you know anything about it? No, I don't know anything about it.
That's not my grandma. That's Melissa.
That's Melissa.
Or Melissa's lost her voice.
Poor thing.
Because there's an iPhone app that's iFarm.
iFarm?
Yeah.
I heard people I've heard people wake up in the middle of the night to harvest, but I don't know what they're doing. Crops.
Is that what they're calling it today?
So you would set your alarm, wake up, and water your crops, and then go back to sleep?
That's what I'm hearing. My aunt, I think, is using it now. So I don't know what the big deal is about it. But apparently you have to wake up in the middle of the night.
Something addictive about it. Because nobody would actually get up and go outside and water their own real plants in real life in the middle of the night. Why in the world they're doing it to their virtual ones, I can't understand.
It's one of these things, though, that I'm getting so many invitations on, and you were all probably getting so many invitations that you can't ignore it anymore.
Mm-hmm. Stupid.
But it just doesn't look like there's any fun to it at all, really. Hey, Selma.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good morning. Now, baffled. Selma, to me, is the name of a person that is invested in Farmville.
Yeah, I hate to say it, but I have, and my farm looks so pretty.
What
I think
is the
that's
deal?
What it is about it. It's just, I like the fact that it has different colors, and you can do whatever you want to wear. You don't really do this in real life.
You have to give us the basics on it, though, because none of us have any idea what it's about. We just keep getting invitations to join people on Farmville.
Basically, it's you grow your own crops, and then your friends come and fertilize it to where it's going to grow faster. And then you get cows, chicken, bulls, stuff like that. And then, you know, you put the cows and chickens together, and then they make babies, and it's just a bunch of
the
stuff.
The cows and chickens make babies.
The what?
Cows and chickens make babies.
Yeah, I have no idea. They have like this, I can't remember what it's called, but you basically put the cows and bulls together in it, and after a day or two, when you come back to Farmville, it tells you that you had cow babies and that you can share them with friends and stuff like that. Oh. So,
okay, so what's the ultimate goal?
Ultimate goal is to have as much crops as you possibly can and to have the biggest farm possible.
Look, I want to reiterate, 74 million people are on Farmville. So it's a virtual farm, and you harvest crops, and sometimes you wake up, and you have more land, and you have more animals, and that's the game.
Basically, yeah.
Huh.
And you love it.
I love it. I don't set my alarm to wake up to you know, water my crops or anything, but basically when I get home, that's like the first thing that I do. I go check my farm before I check my Facebook.
Wow. Somebody's making a ton of cash off of it. Like, and if somebody came, when ideas like this come up, I think, if somebody came to me with the idea of this farm bill, and they said, look, Bert, here, all I need is, I need $10,000 from you. $10,000 to start this thing called Farmville. And they explained it the same way Selma just did. Look, it's a virtual farm. And what you're going to do is you're going to wake up every morning and you're going to harvest your own crops. One morning you wake up, there'll be a new cow. And the next morning there'll be a bull. And there's really no end to the game. It's just a farm online. Can I have $10,000? I'd spit in your face. I'd laugh at you. $10,000 for that. But somebody's making $1 trillion dollars off of that.
Well, I'm not going to hate on it because, I mean, that was what Twitter was. Hey, I have 140 characters. You're going to write what you're doing. And everyone thought that was dumb.
The Snuggie. Somebody asks you for $10,000 to invest in the Snuggie. You'd say, what a waste of your time.
Right.
And it's huge.
Maybe we should all try it for a week.
Farmville? I don't have time for Farmville. Who's got time for Farmville? Hey, Jackie.
Jackie does.
Hi, you guys. It's like crack. Don't try it.
Really?
Really?
Oh, my God. Someone sent it to me about 6 months ago, and I'm addicted. It's horrible. It's horrible. Don't try it.
Yeah, there are support groups now that are, like, wives are losing their husbands to it. Husbands are losing their wives because they're spending so much time working on their virtual farms that they're not spending time with the families anymore.
I agree with that. I got up this morning at 5:30, and the first thing I did is went to check my farm before I even went to the bathroom.
Are you serious?
Now, if you went outside, like Jen said, to check your farm, then your family would have food.
Right. Then you would have something to cook for dinner.
Right. I, you know what? Me and my girlfriend's been in fights over it because I'm on that damn Farmville. Don't try it. It's addicting. It's crack.
How many hours a day do you spend harvesting your virtual farm?
Well, I have five of them.
You have five farms?
I have Farmville. I have Yeovil. I have Fish World. And I have Country Life, and I have Farm Town. So I spend probably 5 hours a day, and it's sick. It's a sickness.
Wow.
Don't try it.
It sounds like a term you would use to talk about sex in front of your kids without talking about sex. Like, baby, I can't wait to harvest the crops, your virtual crops
tonight.
Can't
wait to come fertilize your farm.
Why don't you put a bowl in the barn with the calf, honey?
Would you like to have cow babies?
I'm going to harvest your farm tonight. Hey, Crystal, good morning.
Good morning. I love the Bark Show.
Thank you.
Okay, so Farmville is exactly what you heard. But the only thing is, you actually pick everything that goes into your farm. You can make your farm any way you want. You decide how big it is. You pick your animals. But you can also gift an animal to a friend or a tree or whatever.
Who cares?
How long it takes to actually harvest.
But there's no competition to it, so there's no winners, no losers, there's nobody dying.
Nothing whatsoever. But your friends that are on Facebook, they're your neighbors, and you can visit their farm and help them pull weeds and stuff. So you get points and experience levels for doing it.
Wait a second.
You would not do that in real life. You would not go to a friend's house and be like, hey, can I help you pull weeds? Like, you don't do that.
There's another one of those sexual terms that you'd use in front of your kid. Like, I want you to pull my weeds and harvest my crops tonight.
You could use a little extra fertilizer in that farm.
I need you to tend to my crops, baby.
Crystal, how much time do you spend pulling the weeds every day?
I don't. I spend an hour maybe a day on it because it does take time. Like it tells you, it could take 2 days to harvest your wheat or whatever. So you don't really have to check it every day.
Like an hour out of your day used to be a lot of time, but you're like, not that much. Only an hour out of my day pulling somebody else's weeds.
Judge Judy's on for
an hour. I wonder if another woman gets up at 5:30 only because of Farmville.
I don't know. Mm.
I don't want to know.
I mean, the phone lines are lit up with people that are saying that it's interfering with their relationships.
Really?
Wow.
It's
are
no
you
different
serious?
Than those video games you were talking about. What was the online? Mm-hmm.
World of Warcraft.
Same type thing
where I want a psychologist to say why. Explain to me why you would ruin your marriage over harvesting virtual crops.
And somebody's making $1 trillion off of it.
The Bert Show. The Bert Show.
Good morning, Robin. You were on Q100. Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
I had to go into work yesterday when you guys were talking about Jeff and his contract. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, I mean, as much as we can today, there's really no update. For those of you that didn't get a chance to listen to the show yesterday, here's the bottom line with Jeff is that he and corporate are kind of at a stalemate right now. Jeff wants a certain amount of money and corporate doesn't want to pay it. And they're negotiating. They're still negotiating. And they were negotiating over the weekend. They negotiated yesterday. And there's really no update at this point. I got a ton of emails about it yesterday. And I want this to be perfectly clear that everybody on this show, and I am leading the charge on this, wants Jeff back on this show.
Absolutely.
We just don't have anything to say about there's nothing. We don't sign his paycheck. I mean, I've talked to corporate a trillion times over the last couple of months, and they know how we feel about it. And at this point, there's nothing that we can do. This is between Jeff now and Cumulus Corporate. And we're hoping and hoping and hoping that they settle over the next couple of days.
Okay, good deal. Thanks so much.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye.
Yeah, and I promised you guys yesterday I wouldn't give you updates on non-updates.
There is no updates.
So we won't do that. I mean, my hope is after today, when most people hear that Jeff still isn't part of the show yet, his contract expired. He's not an employee of Q100 anymore. So the next time we talk about it, hopefully after today, is us telling you that Jeff is coming back on Thursday, or Jeff is coming back on Friday, or Jeff is going to be back on Monday, or unfortunately we got to move in a different direction. I had a lot of time to think about this over the last couple of weeks, in between calling corporate and calling Jeff and getting my agent to call Jeff's agent and my agent to call corporate and trying to get everybody on the same page together, that at some point, you know, a decision has to be made by Jeff and by corporate. And at that point, we're going to have to move on as a show. It's going to be a crappy, crappy day for us if this happens. But I want to brace you guys as an audience that come Monday, that might happen. And I got to brace ourselves as a staff, too, that there is a possibility on Monday morning that this is going to suck, but this is going to be a Jeff Dollarless show. That could happen.
We're just hoping that that doesn't happen and that we have really great news by Friday that Jeff will be back and the family will stick together.
And I feel the same way I like a whole bunch of you guys do. I got the emails yesterday, man. I mean, I don't think the show is as good without Jeff Dollar. This is a better show with Jeff on it. And that's why I have fought so hard and tried to do everything I can to get him back in studio. But I can only do what I can do. And if that doesn't happen, then my promise to everybody else in this studio and everybody else at this radio station and our families, too, is to give you guys the best product we can. And I've been doing radio for a long time, and I've never been on a show that wasn't successful. So I'm fairly certain that I will fill that spot with somebody that's going to raise the level of the show or make it as good as it has been. That is my promise to you guys. I don't want it to get to that point.
None of us do.
None of us do.
You seem more defensive today in your tone and talking about it. Were the emails really critical of you yesterday?
No, I'm not.
Because I try to stay away from all those message board posts and all that kind of stuff, because everybody can sit behind a computer and, you know, say things they would never say to somebody's face or whatever. So yeah. I just ignore that stuff and don't really read it. But I was just wondering, you seem more defensive today.
I'm not defensive. I'll tell you what I am. And I don't read the message boards either. I'll read the emails because those are our listeners.
Direct to us.
But message boards I will never go to, because that's just a whole bunch of people that probably don't listen to the show all that much and aren't fans and are just being critical and just being mean. So I won't go to those. But the emails I read, I'm not being defensive. Is there a difference between defiant and defensive? Because I think what I want to express today is this, is that, and I've gone through this process with Jeff and corporate much longer than anybody else in the studio. So I've sort of been through the battle, and I've had to mentally say, there's a possibility that this is going to be a Jeff Dollarless show. And my job to you, Jen, and to Wendy, and to Melissa, and to everybody else at this radio station, because a lot of the revenue here at this station depends on this morning show getting ratings. And if we don't, then salespeople don't eat, our production guys don't eat, you don't eat, Jen, and we're all out of jobs. And I was hired to make sure that we are the best morning show in Atlanta. So if Jeff's not here, then I, unfortunately, the business side of me has to go on.
The practical side has to kick in.
Has to kick in. And
right,
I think
now
that's,
it's still so emotional, and because you've been going through this for months and months, it's exhausting. It's exhausting you emotionally. So I think that, yeah, I understand where your mind goes, okay, click over and start thinking practical.
Yeah, the personal side of this, and I've always had a very difficult time separating both the personal from the professional. We are this is a family in here.
Yes.
And this really does, this is one of the things that separates us from other shows is that it's very difficult for us to make business decisions because we do care about each other so much. So not having Jeff here the last couple of days has hurt all of us. Jen started crying on the air about it the other day. I lost sleep. I mean, a whole bunch of sleep the last couple of weeks about it because my friend isn't going to be here.
I know.
Possibly. Our friend's not going to be here. And I can't even imagine looking over to my left here and seeing somebody other than Jeff.
I know.
But at some point, I do have a responsibility for business guy to kick in and make sure that we're all
right.
We're all secure.
Well, let's not let him kick in until Friday.
Positive okay? energy, positive.
We got, today's Tuesday. We got the rest of the week.
Right.
And hopefully our brother will be back. That's what we're all hoping for.
100%.
Absolutely.
Not even questioned. Hey, Kay, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Okay.
Good.
Okay.
Happy New Year.
We're good until we have to talk about this.
Yes.
Yeah, until we talk about this, this stinks, and then Melissa doesn't have a voice.
Yeah, she left.
We got two men down today. Two men down!
I know. Well, I just want to say that, you know, I love you guys collectively and individually, and just to let you know, I'm African-American, and I listen to you guys every single morning. Like I said, because I love you guys collectively and individually.
But don't tell your friends you do, right?
No, I tell them too. I'll tell them for you. They start laughing, and they're like, what?
Especially
the crazy chicks that follow their boyfriends around. They're like, what? I'm like, yeah, you need to listen to them. They are hilarious.
You know what we got to start calling this? This is the Burt Show Down Low.
Right.
Like if you're on the Burt Show Down Low, you're listening.
You're listening. You're just not telling your
friends.
You're
just not telling
anybody. That's okay.
In all serious talk, it is a business, and you do have to think about the businesses, and you have to think about people like me who are listeners and who really, really want a great product, which is what you guys give us. And so, Bert, I have a lot of respect for you. Keep it up. You're doing the right things. You're saying the right things. And I think deep down listeners understand. It's just people don't like change, and
yeah. It'll
be okay. Mm-hmm.
Look, nobody in here likes change either, so we hope that we don't have to do it. I mean, when you've got this kind of formula that's worked, I don't want to change it.
No, and especially with Jeff.
We know the timing of each other so well in here that, like, when Melissa breathes a certain way, I know she's about to say something funny or get mad about something. Or Jeff shifts in his chair and we know he's going to feed us a line of BS. Mm-hmm. Like, we just know each other so well. It works like an amoeba in this room. And so it would be weird to be missing that part of the amoeba.
And it's just unheard of that, you know, I think I told you guys this before, the analogy that my friend used, Justin, who owns 10 Degrees South, when I was having some contract problems a couple of years ago, also said this to me. He's like, hey, Bert, take a look at my bar. I told you guys this analogy before, right?
I haven't heard it.
I don't think so.
He's like, take a look at my bar. And he breaks out a Grey Goose bottle. And he says, you are a Grey Goose bottle to Cumulus Broadcasting. When people are done coming to my bar and drinking Grey Goose, what do I do with the bottle? I throw it out and I replace it with a different kind of vodka that people are going to like. And if they don't like it anymore, then I get another bottle of vodka and I give the people what they want. In the entertainment field, you are no different. So if people are done with you, then they bring in another show. We're just a vodka bottle in entertainment. The problem here is that our ratings are still so good that people are drinking Grey Goose.
Right.
And the problem that
we're still top shelf.
We're still top shelf. We're still top shelf. We're not a well drink yet.
No, not yet.
So the problem that I'm having here is that it's such a successful formula, and we're messing with that formula. So it doesn't make business sense to me, and personally, it doesn't make any sense either. Hey, Debbie, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, good morning, Bert.
Hey.
You could have said it better. This is a business.
Mm-hmm.
And even though Jeff is your friend, you have to separate your business and your personal feelings. And to be quite honest with you, Jeff is not the show. The show is called Bert Show.
He's a huge part of the show.
And your show will survive without him. You'll have a little bit of a hiccup, and you'll probably feel a little left out or lost for a couple months. But then in about 3 months, people aren't even going to remember at all.
Well, I would agree and disagree.
There's a new person there. And to be honest with you, I personally did. Get annoyed with Jeff.
Well,
having him gone there has been like a blessing.
Well, that's part of his charm. Here, I'll agree with you on some things, and I'll disagree with you on some things also. The show isn't about Bert, even though it's called The Bert Show. What I've done here is I've assembled a whole bunch of people that make this a great show. This is a great chemistry show, and Jeff is a large part of that calculation and that chemistry. So that part of it, I can't agree with that it's the Bert Show in name, but it's our show. This is our team, you know? The second part is I totally agree with you that there will be a hiccup for a while. If on Monday Jeff is not here and we have to go in a different direction, the show is not going to be as good for a while, period.
It's like missing a limb. Mm-hmm. Like, it'd be like without my right arm.
It's
like,
going to happen.
That's what I said yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I said on Twitter, I said, I want my right arm back.
Yeah.
No.
It can't be the same show. I feel bad for the guy that's going to come in first and try to replace Jeff if it gets to that point, because he's going to get a lot of reluctance. Mm-hmm. And it won't be as good a show for a while, but eventually it will be, because I can't allow this thing not to be good. Mm-hmm. None of us can.
Right. Well, they say in show business, the show must go on, but we don't want it to go on without him.
Right.
And like we keep saying, it's not over yet.
It's not over yet.
It is not over till the fat lady sings, and she isn't singing yet.
I'd say we probably have until Monday. Like Friday, if they're still at a stalemate, then on Monday morning, I'm going to have to come in here, and I'm just going to be totally honest with you and say, this is a new era on The Bert Show. We're all hoping that doesn't happen. So we have till Friday. Okay?
Okay.
The Bert Show. The Bert Show.
That music means Joanna Rodriguez is at mic.
I would like to be referred to as my New Jersey Shore name.
Which is?
Flava J.
Flava J.
That's your Guidette. That's your Guidette name.
Yes.
Flava J.
Flava J in the house.
Jen, you can explain this better than I can. This period, this stage that Joanna and Jason are in right now.
Okay.
Where she like knows.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
Well, when you're in love and you've been dating for a long time, because you guys have been together almost 2 years, It's right about that 2 year mark where you start thinking, oh my gosh, we're in love and I want to get married and he wants to get married. And you've talked about marriage and you've, you know, maybe mentioned about weddings or, oh, well, when we get married, we're going to do this differently. Or you think, God, you know what? We should do that for a honeymoon someday. Or you've talked about potential babies. At this stage, both sets of parents you've met, and most of the time the parents have met each other at this point. So like the families are starting to merge. You know it's going to happen any day now. But it's up to the guy to decide. And usually the woman would have wanted it to happen a little bit faster than the guy would have wanted it to happen. So you're sort of on pins and needles expecting it to happen. You're excited, but you're also nervous because you just wanted to like, hurry up, let's hurry up and get it along. Like we know what's going to happen. And especially like where Joanna is and a lot of her friends are getting married. She's like, I want to plan my wedding. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I want it to be my day. I'm ready for us to have like our moment. And so that's where she is right now. And every time he takes her to dinner, does something special, holds her hand in a special way, she thinks a diamond is on the other
side
of that.
Ties his shoe. I think he's down on the knee.
Now, she's also stacked the deck here a little bit because she snooped through his phone and through his email.
Yeah,
so,
you little sneaky.
And mailbox.
And so you've seen things that you know that this is about to happen. You just haven't really been able to pinpoint when.
Exactly. I mean, it started with a text message and then I found a piece of mail and then
happened to find a piece of mail.
Oops.
She opened his mail and snooped in it.
Our names start with J. I got
offense,
confused.
By the way.
I got confused. And then he accidentally forwarded me an email disclosing that it was going to happen in January. And I thought he was trying to throw me off. And I thought he was going to do it on the cruise. Why did I think he was going to do it on the cruise? Well, you know, it's a really romantic time. It's the holidays. You're starting a new year together. And
so this is a cruise that you guys took right before Christmas?
Right.
Okay.
We first went down to Florida to be with his family for Christmas. And then on Sunday after Christmas, we left for our cruise.
Cool. How long was it?
It was a 7-day cruise.
Okay.
So you were on there for New Year's.
Mm-hmm. And he brought his uniform for his army blues for one of the formal nights. And I thought that's the day he's going to do it. You know, it was on the night that he's all dressed up and I'm all dressed up.
That's
it's
right.
Perfect.
And you were like borrowing your friend's dress to wear.
Exactly. And I had my dress picked out and I had my hair already. I already knew how I was going to do my hair and everything. Well, a couple of things happened before we left that made me think, oh, for sure, this is totally going down.
Like what?
Well, one, my mom told me that Jason approached my brother and said, I want to marry your sister. and I want to make sure this is that, you know, for your permission, I want to marry your sister.
What do you think he meant by that?
I want to marry your sister.
Did you read into that
now,
at all?
No, wait. First of all, calling foul on your mom for telling you that.
Right.
Yes. That's not cool.
I know, but it's, but you know, I don't know. I was kind of disappointed she said it, but at the same time, I was like, oh, well, then this is perfect. You know, like, this is totally going to happen this weekend or this, you know, vacation. And then the second thing that happened was when we were in Florida together, he goes, honey, do you want to go get your nails done? And I said, sure. I mean, I get pedicures, but I don't get manicures. And he goes, do you want to get a pedicure and a manicure?
So you were thinking that.
And I'm thinking,
you're like,
he wants me to get my manicure so my hands look nice when he puts that beautiful diamond ring on it. And I'm like, of course I want to go get a manicure pedicure. Well, when he comes to pick me up from getting my manicure pedicure, he sits down next to me. I'm drying my hands and the little thing. And he sits down next to me and he goes, listen, I want to tell you something. And I was like, what? He's like, you know, tomorrow's Christmas, and what I'm going to get you for Christmas comes in the same kind of a box that a ring would come in, but it's not a ring. And I just want you to know so you don't get excited and think, you know, that I'm doing it then. And I was like, okay, so, that's fine, because I already think you're going to do it on the cruise is what I'm thinking. I never thought you were going to do it on the Christmas.
Like, great, now I get earrings to match.
Yeah.
Good for him for giving you that the was, warning, though. I think a lot of guys make that mistake.
Yes. And then he said, I want to tell you something else. And I was like, what, honey? He goes, I heard your segment where you thought I was going to propose to you on the cruise, and I'm not proposing to you on the cruise.
So he flat out told you before
the
cruise.
So he just came out and told me that he's not going to do it because he didn't want me to get all excited, and he wanted me to enjoy the cruise and have a good time and not think that every time he like stumbled on something and was on the ground or something, because he's kind of clumsy and he falls a lot, that he's like, you know, on one knee. And I was like, oh, but seriously, even though he told me that,
you were still like, oh, yeah, head, right. He's trying to throw me off.
He was totally
I would have thought the same thing. I would have been like, oh, good try, buddy.
Yeah.
Good try.
So it didn't change your mentality at all?
No, not at all. I still thought the whole time that
you're
it was
like,
going to happen.
You're like, he's lying.
But then I snooped through his suitcase and I didn't find anything.
Did you really?
Joanna,
did?
You went through his whole suitcase?
Yeah.
Where was he when you went through it? This is funny.
He was either in the bathroom or was doing something else.
So. Seriously? So you start rummaging as quickly as you can through his suitcase?
Like, maybe I need to put away your clothes.
So it really didn't happen?
No.
Aww. It really did not happen. I was still sitting here waiting, listening to you tell all of these stories, thinking you were going to stand up, put your hand in your pocket, and pull it out.
No, there's no ring.
Are you serious?
She went through the suitcase.
But you know what? There was a wedding that took place on the cruise, and guess who caught the bouquet?
You did?
I did.
Get
you did?
So that means
it's coming.
Wait, hold on a second. You really don't have a ring in your pocket. Let me stand up. Put your hands in your pocket. Let me see. You really aren't hiding a ring.
See, the whole thing, he is waiting for her to just relax about it, man.
I know. I thought for sure it was a done deal.
I thought it was done.
Here is what he understands, is that this is the only thing that he gets to control in this whole process. And the fact that you keep trying to control it, he's not going to let you do that.
I'm just so bummed. And then I was thinking, well, maybe if I hadn't said anything on the radio, he would have still done it. Maybe because he thought that I was coming, he changed his mind. So I'm done talking about it. From here on out, I'm
good
not guessing anymore.
You're not capable of that.
What did you get for Christmas? I'm just kidding.
He got me these diamond earrings.
Beautiful.
And a cute apron that says, we'll cook for shoes. It's cute.
We'll cook for shoes?
Yeah, that's hilarious. Okay.
For a second there, I thought you said, we'll cook for Jews. And I'm like, that's not appropriate.
She makes a mean matzo ball.
Hey, TC.
What's going on, people?
Hey, man. How are you?
Doing pretty good. This is the inherent flaw with women when it comes to engagement.
Right.
You know, they steal the thunder from the guy. You know, no matter what happens, and gosh, you went through the whole trip thinking that it was going to happen.
This is like that Show caller that we had a couple of years ago. Remember that she thought it was going to happen this weekend. Then we called her the
next
weekend.
All through the holidays. And then Valentine's Day, right?
It was for 3 months.
And then her birthday. And then she ended up breaking up with a dude.
Yeah. And I mean, she put herself this disappointment that she felt every week that she was sure he was going to propose. You're going through the same thing right now.
Yeah. And to be honest, it's so weird because he told me, hey, I'm giving you something that's in the shape of a box that a ring would come in, but it's not a ring. Still, as you're opening it, your heart kind of sinks. He's just thinking, maybe it
ring,
is
ring, 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 ring.
And it's
not a ring.
Hey, Ann, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Good morning, everyone. How y'all doing?
Okay.
Okay, Joanna, congratulations. or early congratulations, but calm it down. All right, girl, I'm the same way because I'm expecting a proposal this year too sometime. Just you want the surprise. You really do. You really do.
But she doesn't. And I mean, she doesn't want the surprise so much that her mom is even in on it now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, I do want the surprise. But yeah. I can't help myself but think it's going to come on all these special events. I mean, it's just my nature. It's just how I am. I'm going to try and anticipate when it's going to happen.
So go ahead.
But you did go through his suitcase.
Yeah, I was just helping him unload his clothes.
That's not a surprise.
Right. So you have do you have a date in your mind? And don't say what it is on the air, but do you have a date in your mind where potentially it could be the next time?
No, absolutely not. At this point, I'm just totally
It go.
Yeah, I'm letting it go. It's done.
Good for you.
What if you guys date for a whole other year?
That's fine. I thought about that, too. I was like, what if we, you know, just continue dating for another year? That is absolutely, because I know
that.
You are
such a liar.
No, I love him. I'm going to spend the rest of my life with him. I will wait as long as he
You're saying that because you think he's listening right now. And you think that that's going to help you get the engagement.
I will wait forever.
Liar.
Hey, The Bird Show.